Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
No.
Just remember who Big Tech is. An army of scum. An army of Satanists. An army of pedophiles. An army of trash. Now telling Congress, go to hell. We'll censor the president. We'll censor his campaign. You will not even show C-SPAN clips of Joe Biden saying, I ordered them to fire this prosecutor who was investigating my son, or I'll take $1 billion away. And son of a bitch, within 1 hour, it was done.
I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Oh, but the Republicans are going to have an emergency hearing 17 days out and talk about Section 230.
To protect the growing Internet economy, Congress enacted Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act in 1996. It ensured that companies can moderate their network without assuming responsibility for the acts of all users. Under Section 230, bad actors who use the Internet are responsible for their own actions, not the intermediaries they happen to use, because Congress said, don't shoot the messenger.
These companies, these tech platforms control the big ones. I mean, they control the channels of social communication. They control the news that people get and receive.
Exactly.
They have enormous power. And they insist, Tucker, that they don't discriminate. They say, oh, no, we don't discriminate. So fine, all my bill says is submit to an audit, an outside independent audit, prove that you're not discriminating on the basis of speech, and you can keep your special immunities.
This isn't Section 230. This isn't them violating the fact that they say they're not a publisher, then they go in and censor, violating their utility status. It's racketeering when they all get together and they admit they have meetings and get together and they decide what they're going to do and how they're going to control your life and how they're going to surveil you. They're watching you to then be able to come in and block what you do.
We're here to contribute to a healthy public square, not compete to have the only one. We know that's the only way our business thrives and helps us all defend against these new threats.
The allegation that we make, the Republicans, is that you're discriminatory against us, against the Republicans. Your post says, well, there were some Democrat politicians too, so out of 600,000, if there were 1,000 Republicans and 10 Democrats, it still seems somewhat biased. If it's 50-50, then that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, we agree that the result was not impartial, and that is why we corrected and we fixed it.
And now people are going, whoa, it's not just Alex Jones, it's everybody? You don't turn a light switch off instantly with tyranny. That would get people's attention if suddenly the lights go off. That might wake the cattle up. But if the lights slowly turn down over 3 months, because starting about 3 years ago, 4 years ago when Hillary lost, they started really shadow banning, controlling, testing out their systems. But see, in the last 4 years, about 50% of the net was closed. Now in the last couple of months, 90% has now been closed. It's accelerating. Until I told you, members of Congress, the judiciary committees, the courts, police departments, the president, intelligence agencies, they all have to bow to the technocrats that now decide what can be seen on the platforms and what can't. Ahead of, I would say, within 3 days of the election, so 14 days from now, you will have 99.9% total freezing of 100 million people's accounts in America. All of you, you won't be able to private message anybody on Facebook. You won't be able, you'll post something, but no one will see it. You won't be able to go anywhere. You won't be able to send people emails. They're testing this ahead of activating their terror squads that Antifa is just a cover for, and burning down buildings and blowing up police departments, plunging the dollar, plunging the stock market, and saying President Trump must be removed or you're not going to remove the pain.
If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
And, of course, when you give in to them, they only hurt you worse. It's what psychotic criminals do. And as soon as you recognize that these are willful, hardcore, selfish, drug addict, devil-worshipping monsters.
Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. It was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose of zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this live October 20th, Tuesday edition. The forces of world government, the armies of Satan, are making their move against free humanity right now. Okay, I want to open the phones up directly. We have Patrick Howley, who was just on with us a day ago, breaking big news. He broke more big news yesterday about election fraud. I want to talk about that in the rigged debates with him and play some of those clips coming up. But I want to go to your calls pretty much right now. That said, though, on the COVID worldwide tyranny front, there have been the biggest developments yet. I mean, they're following exactly what we knew they were going to do. Just as draconian, just as horrible as we could predict. This is an unlimited permanent power grab that collapses the economy, and that's the real weapon. So let me just read you these headlines, and then I'll go to your calls. And then I'm asking listeners, it's important to chronicle this. I've been watching Trump's speeches the last few days, and he's been rattling off all the different horrible things the globalists have done, and then all the good things he's done, which is good. It's true. It needs to happen. But when I look at how bad they are, it's like hard to believe, but it's true. I mean, they really back China that's killed over 100 million of their own people and has a million Christians, million Buddhists, 3 million Muslims in death camps. They sell their organs. They brag they do. And Apple and all the big companies are over there making money off of it publicly, and LeBron James loves it. I mean, it's one thing if he took the money from the Chi-Coms, but to tell us we're bad because we're America? I don't hate him because he's a black guy. I hate him because he's a piece of crap and an arrogant piece of filth worth hundreds of millions of dollars telling me how much I suck all day while he helps evil. And that damn Xi Jinping and just all of them, it just makes me want to throw up, man. I hate the white New World Order people, the black ones, the brown ones, the yellow ones. I hate their dirty guts. And the Chi-Com trying to fund a race war in this country, they make me sick because America is so much better than those other countries and the globalists know it. Look at these headlines and I'm going to your calls. Ireland forced to have second lockdown, even as more UN officials say lockdowns are killing the third world and shouldn't happen. But they directed it. When they do it, they say it's because of the UN, but then now the UN's playing good cop because they know the backlash. Rockland, New York officials, or it's tyrants, will begin patrolling streets and handing out fines of $15,000 for violating COVID restrictions, not staying 6 feet apart or wearing a mask. What a cult. Oh, you're not 6 feet apart. Let me inspect you. Let me arrest you. Let me beat your brains in. Despite being responsible for thousands of COVID deaths, like 10,000, in New York nursing homes, crazy killer Cuomo released book claiming his efforts were mostly successful. Chinese billionaires boost their fortunes at record pace during coronavirus crisis, just like the globalist billionaires Zuckerberg and Bezos and all of them did here. It's designed to consolidate. The Davos Group admits it. They should all be indicted. Manhattan emptied out during the pandemic, but big tech is moving in. New York Times consolidating power because they'll turn us back on in a while, turn us off when they want. They know what they're doing. This is total martial law. Big tech moving into Manhattan despite coronavirus fears. Oh, because they know when it's going to be turned off. PA Bakery claims cookie sales have predicted the past presidential elections are selling overwhelmingly Trump cookies. That's some good news on that front. That got stuck in the stack. For many Californians, the pandemic marks the end of barely making it. San Jose Mercury News. Oh, COVID made them go bankrupt. COVID made them commit suicide. COVID made them be poor. COVID made them close their business. No, the government using it as a cover to wage war against small businesses, telling you you're non-essential, and you buying that made you go bankrupt or commit suicide. Because instead of overcoming their attack and saying, I'm going to fight this, you said, I'm a victim, it's all over, and blew your head off. Don't be a victim. Get into being victorious and setting your will against the enemy. And you're only going to get stronger. That which does not kill us only makes us stronger. Friedrich Nietzsche. Coronavirus was really a ripoff of a Roman saying. Work and struggle and conflict and defeat and victory only makes us stronger. You quote it from the Latin. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Look at this. Coronavirus. Ireland may return to full national lockdown for 6 weeks in surprise move. Sky News. So the British, over 300 years, couldn't keep Ireland occupied. Over 500 years, couldn't occupy Scotland. Both are shut down like North Korea. Wake up, Scotland. Wake up, Ireland. Throw off the globalist chains. You threw the Brits off. Can you throw the New World Order off? And Brussels and the UN? Damn it! Mass virtue signaler Gary Link are caught not wearing masks. None of them do. They all know it's a fraud. They're on tape saying it's a fraud. Davos brags the world reset, saving us from the carbon footprint. And it gets into how the bankers are consolidating power. Let's start going to your calls. Kevin, David, Tyler, Daryl, Joseph, Paul, Gordon, Todd, James. We're going to everybody. Let's go to David in Iceland. Are you calling in from Reykjavik, or where are you calling in from, David?
I'm calling from Eskisur.
Well, welcome.
Well, thanks for having me. I got 2 points. One, love the product. We use the X3 every day and the bodies, but we can't get much in Europe, you know?
That's right. Europe has a daily allowance way below ours and really tries to suppress nutrients over there, don't they?
Yeah, we don't get the male vitality. We don't get the, what do you call it, the knockout. Can't get that. We can't get a lot of stuff.
That's right. A lot of stuff I'm not even allowed to ship over there. That's right.
But second point, like you Americans have a responsibility, you know, because you're not just voting for yourselves, but for the whole world, really. If America can end the lockdowns, if America can end all the bullshit, good little pets, you know?
And I agree with you because the UN is close to the breaking point. They're now acting like they're not behind the lockdowns and all the tyranny when the UN is the one directing it for Bill Gates. So the fact that they're even having to back off and saying, oh, it's the nations doing it, shows that we're starting to win.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because it's a little tough to handle. And, you know, we pray for the American people that they make the right decision. That's it.
What's your business over in Iceland? What do you do? Are you a fisherman? Are you a carpenter? Are you an engineer?
You know, I work for an American company. I work for the Aluminum Company of America.
Cool.
They've outsourced their labor here, and that's good for us.
Where should I visit if I ever come to Iceland? Where should I visit?
If you ever come to Iceland, you should visit just the hot springs. It's all about the pools.
That's what I've heard. I've heard the hot springs are amazing. God bless you, David. We love you. Keep spreading the word, sir. Thanks for the support. Thank you. Daryl in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
For taking my call, Alex. I just have 2 quick questions, and I'll get off. One, is William Barr compromised? And 2, when can we hope to see indictments on these traitors? I mean, if the things happening now happened 100 years ago. I don't think there'd be enough rope to hang them all.
I think Barr definitely has been compromised since he was in the CIA. I think he represents a group that wants to stabilize things and doesn't want to totally screw the country, but he still knows the Democrat deep state has dirt on a bunch of Republicans, so they're blackmailed. Not for as bad a stuff as Hunter and things, but still they're all a bunch of wimps. They've had generations of putting wimps and lawyers up there that'll do whatever they're told. What do you think, sir?
Well, I'm mad. I'm mad in the morning, and I'm mad at night when I go to bed. I get up in the morning, and the first thing on TV is nothing but lies and none of the real news. And it just, you know, infuriates me. I just stay mad all the time.
You had another question, Daryl. You want to hold over, or you want to shoot the question out real quick?
Do what now?
You had one more question. What was it?
The other question is, do you think the incident with the senator in Michigan was a false flag? Because I do.
Are you talking about the governor?
Yeah, the governor.
Oh, absolutely. They now admit it was a false flag, sir. It was staged by the FBI. God bless you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For something I couldn't find anywhere else. I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing.
We got some big breaking election fraud news and a big development that just came in. It's going live on InfoWars.com in the next 10 minutes. Concerning Hunter Biden's laptop. That's next segment. Special guest joins us, but then we'll continue with your calls. We're taking calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to mention your Living Defense product. That's an amazing product. Anytime I travel or go out to eat, especially around Thanksgiving, you just never know how the turkey is going to settle on the stomach. And I pop a couple of Living Defenses, and the stomach's totally settled. I feel balanced. It's a lifesaver, because nothing is worse than getting a bad meal, and you know, especially if you pay good money for it and everything, and then you regret it.
When listeners call me and remind me of the supplements, I should be taking them all. And I'm not a big supplement guy, so I'm always having to remember to take them, remember to take the X2, remember to take DNA Force. But, yeah, Living Defense gets out all the unwanted visitors. It's a next-level, really, herbal probiotic. And folks have heard the reviews of people that were on death's doorstep, and it totally changed their gut flora. So what all these known compounds, like the black walnut and other things, do is amazing. So thanks for your testimonial, brother. What's your advice for Trump on the debates with Biden and muting his mic?
Well, I thought if he hadn't already thought of this, you know, Trump has just got to be Trump. So I thought it would be amazing if he had some little cue cards up his sleeve that said Joe Biden is a Chinese puppet. Joe Biden is a criminal. You know, he could have a whole sundry of them. You know, so when they mute his mic, he just pulls out the signs. And he steals the conversation right back. Those people, they would blow a gasket.
That's beautiful. If he pulled out, like, oversized cue cards he's got saying Biden's a Chinese agent or Hunter Biden's laptop or Burisma. Oh, that's a great idea.
I mean, can you imagine, you know, the headlines would be all about the signs. That's what the debate would be all about.
And here's the deal. They say Trump cheated. No, they're the ones with the debate commission, I'm going to cover next segment, literally funded by shadowy multinational groups and Soros. All the debate moderators hate Trump, so he's doubled up on. They're going to be muting his mic. They're not going to allow him to talk about foreign policy, even though the final debate's always about that. I mean, this is so rigged, it's ridiculous. So I don't even know if Trump should show up to this. What if he just has his own press conference?
Yeah, I mean, he could certainly do that, but if he does decide to go, he's got to find a way to, pardon the pun, but Trump, you know, what's going on there.
Oh, he says he's going. Listen, he says he's going. He says he knows it's a rigged game, but he's still going to be part of it. Great points, Todd. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go ahead and take a call from Kevin in New York. Red zones in New York. No early voting. Walk-in voting canceled. What's happening, Kevin?
Alex, how are you, brother?
Good, man. Welcome from New York.
Sir, listen, I've been only listening to you for 2 years, but you've blown my mind, and you said everything I was thinking for a long time, so thank you. Also, I want to say your gear is fantastic. Keep selling that stuff. In New York City, I'm in Forest Hills, which is in the Queens area, and I'm Irish Catholic, but we're surrounded by Hasidics, the Buharians, which is a Jewish sect. And if you look at the red zone map, where I do real estate and I can't do business in the areas where I have listings, because they've shut down those neighborhoods. They're going to shut down. They're shutting down the in-person voting before the election, and they're also going to shut it down during the election. I hear that De Blasio is going to be shutting that down. And another thing I want to point out too is like all these pop-up testing centers have shown up everywhere. And my son and I, we go around and we do what you do. We just bullhorn them and we tell them the hoax, tell them that the numbers are going to shut people further down.
Well, what you're doing is beautiful, Kevin, because they admit most of the tests are false positive. They keep ramping them up. So it's not about deaths. It's always about, oh, the numbers are up. And why do you think De Blasio sends in Black Lives Matter to beat up people at Baptist churches? They try to shut down Catholic churches, and they totally bully the Orthodox and Hasidic Jews and arrest them and beat them up. And I've seen the maps where they particularly shut down those Jewish neighborhoods. Why are they doing that?
You probably know better than I would. I just wonder.
I don't know why all over Democrats chose Jews to pick on. It's weird.
It's insane. And when you go to those areas where the testing sites are in Kew Gardens, Northern Forest Hills, which are predominantly Jewish neighborhoods, you look at the lines, and they're not the Jews. The Jews, the Hasidics, they're not getting tested. So these numbers are just fabricated. And I bullhorn these people. I'm like, what are you guys doing? It's COVID. The numbers are a hoax.
A lot of it is the main Hasidic doctors were the first ones to say vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and that no one dies when you take it preemptively. I mean, which has now been confirmed. But I mean, remember all those Hasidic doctors were the first ones in New York?
Yep.
Something's weird going on, man, with the communists and Hasidic Jews. Because, the communists targeted them in different parts of the world. It's really bizarre, weird, inner leftist politics. I think they just know that those groups, I guess, are so insular that maybe they think they can pick on them because they're not going to complain because they expect to be persecuted. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think they're pocket of Trump supporters. I do a lot of business with them.
Oh, that's what it is. Exactly. They're almost all Trump supporters. That's why they're being bullied. You just answered it.
Yeah. They're all Trump supporters. The Buharians are from, Kazakhstan and those areas, and they come over here, very conservative, a lot of money, and they want to keep their money,
No, you just answered the question. That's why we take calls. I'm like, why are they picking on the Hasidic Jews? Because they're like 99% vote for Republicans and Trump, just like the Muslims are 99% voting for Democrats. Yep. And they say may win Michigan and Minnesota, the Democrats. Thank you, Kevin. Great points. Kevin's asking me questions. He's got the answer. See, right there. That's the answer. They support Trump. James in FEMA Region 1, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Man, you can cut the suspense with a knife, brother.
Right on, man. Hey, first of all, product plug. Vitamin Mineral Fusion basically turned my life around, man. I've never felt better in my life. I'm 50. I feel 30. So kudos to you. I hope you keep cranking that product out.
Well, I'm going to hold you over so you can finish your calls. We're up against the break here. But since you're here, spend a minute with your testimonial, and we'll run it as an ad. Tell us what Vitamin Mineral Fusion did for you, James.
Well, like I said, I'm 50 years old. I'm a single dad of two teen boys, and just life just drags you down. No energy, just feeling lethargic all the time. And I tried over-the-counter or, CVS type of vitamins. I didn't do anything. I started watching your show and decided I'd try it out. And, man, I tell you what, I just feel so invigorated, just lots of energy. I'm sleeping well. I don't get sick ever. Just an amazing, amazing product. I truly love it.
Well, just so you know, we go to top nutritionists, top doctors, top scientists, top firms that are the best known, and we say, what is the best vitamin, mineral, amino acid thing for us to take and for us to sell to our audience? And it has a big cost in product for us. So, again, the synthetic vitamins, the other stuff, they do nothing. That's what gives them a bad name. Good ones do incredible things. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock, but it's selling out very, very quickly. It's got the zinc, the vitamin D3. It's got everything in it. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, free shipping. Triple Patreon points. Sign up for auto ship on your next order. Additional 10% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We'll be right back. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off, with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Finish up with James, hit this breaking news, and then go right to our guest. When he's gone in 30 minutes, we will go back to Gregory, Jake, Tyler, Marshall, Joseph, Paul, and Gordon. And then Leo Zagami, really an insider. He was in the real Illuminati, the real actual Italian, the Illuminati, P2 Lodge, as close as you get to the real deal. I mean, it's the real deal. And people go, oh, you can't trust him. No, he was inside and got out of it and exposed it. He's going to be looking at the election and all the big developments and looking how the Vatican ties into it and the Black Pope, that old civil war inside the Catholic Church. There's a civil war happening everywhere, in our own bodies, in our own minds, our own souls, and in the Protestant Church, the Catholic Church, in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, inside the FBI, inside the NSA. It's insane. But finishing up, James wanted to talk about Dems, the election, Trump, Roger Stone from FEMA Region 1. Go ahead, sir.
Right on, brother. Hey, so I think it was yesterday or the day before at Trump's rally when he essentially called out Barr. He said, you know, it's a good thing that Dems don't have, it's a good thing that Dems have Barr as the Attorney General because he's such a nice guy. He doesn't want to destroy families. He doesn't want to destroy reputation. That rubbed me so the wrong way. And I'm wondering, and I had to call you to talk to you, was Trump basically putting a warning flag on Barr and saying, you need to wake up and do something? Do we have criminal evidence that Barr is just sitting on and doing nothing?
Yeah, Trump's criticized Barr. He's criticized Pompeo. He's criticized all of them as not doing their damn jobs. Trump's saying, lock these people up. Listen, the Hunter Biden emails, they're real. They admit them. The lawyers admit it. They're open and shut. Giuliani has the thousands of emails. They've called the people up and confirmed the meetings that are in the emails, and they've gotten the email from the other side. So they're just waiting for Biden to say it's not real. But notice he'll never say it's not real. They go, oh, the Russians, they got them. The Russians have nothing to do with it. It was a computer shop. And they have the signature at the computer shop of Hunter Biden, and they have his lawyer and his emails. So everybody trying to gaslight it. Oh, this is fake. We have Democrats on video, Biden campaigners, operatives saying, no, no, it's real. It's just misrepresented by the Russians. Yeah, right. Where's your homework? The Russians ate it. You know, why didn't you clean up your room? The Russians. Why didn't you eat your vegetables? The Russians. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Anything on Roger Stone? You want to comment on him? Oh, there goes James. Now, Patrick Halley writes for NationalFile.com, Epic Times, you name it, great guy. And he was coming on yesterday about election fraud and something he broke big in Texas, but I went off on other subjects with him. I want to get back into that and a bunch of new big breaking developments, the rigging of the debate. You thought the last two were rigged? Well, this is just ridiculous from every angle. But this is the big one I want to go to. Boom! Rudy Giuliani announces new documents to be released Wednesday. That's tomorrow. We'll show financial crimes and personal crimes by the Biden family. So we were wondering, he said there's going to be five data dumps. Well, this will be the third data dump here of the Biden laptop that they were waiting for Biden to deny it was real. He won't do that. So they're going to keep moving forward with the information. Here's a clip of Giuliani talking about it.
Next 24, 48 hours, are you going to bring forward a potential other information related to non-financial criminal activity?
We're going to do both. There'll be more financial criminal activity, more proof on the stuff that we already have, and some even bigger deals that are eye-popping, and some personal conduct that has to be brought to the attention of the public for you know, to make sure people are safe.
So again, someone shot video off of Steve Bannon's show. I have no idea why they wouldn't just download the original. But there he is saying it. The full video of the transcript is now on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And Patrick Halley is joining us. So much to hit. I mean, where do you want to start with this first? Then the election fraud coming out everywhere, some of which you've broken in Texas. The rigged debate, just the insanity. 13 days out, Patrick Halley.
Yes, I think that the Democrats are engaged not only in trying to steal this election, but in trying to steal our country away from us. And the Hunter Biden situation shows that Joe Biden is completely and utterly corrupted. He's completely and utterly blackmailed. He is not capable of being the commander-in-chief of the United States military. The military would be terrified of having to take orders from this guy, not only because of his mental decline, but because of the massive amount of blackmail that other people around the world have. Rudy Giuliani is basically our American James Bond. He got this laptop, and the personal crimes is going to be very, very interesting. We know about some of the personal crimes that Hillary Clinton and her people have been doing, and these are scumbags. These are scumbag people. And, you know, everybody around Joe Biden's a scumbag. You got Joe Kochet, who was naked in front of his daughters. You've got Michael Nutter, the former mayor of Philly, who is fundraising for Biden. I can exclusively reveal on this show that he had sex with a prostitute and told her that he was going to help her get her kids back from Child Protective Services and then never did. These are disgusting people. These are scumbags. And we don't want disgusting scumbags running this country anymore. For once, we'd like to have ethical people in charge, and that's what President Donald Trump represents.
Well, that's
and
right.
If we don't keep him in office.
He was at a washing machine factory 2 months ago, and he said, I've discovered China isn't even the one ripping us off most of the time. It's the middlemen. They get more money than China. We're cutting them out, and we're going to bring all the drug manufacturing back here anyways, because that's fair. We can do a better job. But he said, we're cutting the middlemen out. They're about to get really pissed. And he's literally cutting out all these middlemen, thousands of them, some of which make billions a year. The others make hundreds of millions, millions a year, literally middlemanning the sellout of America. And as Trump said, our economic surrender is over, over, over.
The masters of the universe have been the people who have sold our economy to China, and that's David Rockefeller and all his people and all of these folks from the Love Generation and the John Lennon One World Generation. I guess they interpreted that to mean that One World means selling out American manufacturing and leeching off of this country and getting money for themselves. It's despicable. And, the Chinese, you know, look, they exploited the situation. They were a developing country. And now they're a superpower because our people sold us out and sold out the promise of America. And in the 50s, the houses that cost.
And it didn't even benefit the Chinese people on average. They literally a corrupt cabal here with a corrupt Communist Party China literally did the biggest heist in the world, stealing roughly 80% of our wealth.
Yes, every country in the world now is governed by oligarchs, and that includes Russia and includes China, includes certainly the United States. The United States probably worse than anywhere else because the oligarchs have totally consolidated their power and wealth in every single industry, crushed small business, and allowed these mega corporations, these globalist corporations.
And now they're censoring, and now their thugs are beating people up for free speech everywhere and knocking black men's teeth out and calling them racist while they do it. A white person knocking black people's teeth out is now fighting the Nazi, but they're being revealed. I mean, my God, look at this debate. We'll talk about it when we come back, but get into this. I mean, the woman hates Trump. She's on record. The debate commission's funded by Soros and foreign banks. They won't let – they're going to turn Trump's mic off? I mean, this is crazy.
Yes. Well, I know the debate moderator, that lady from my years in D.C. journalism. She's exactly what you would imagine, a nasty, disgusting, despicable, globalist, apparatchik, stupid. Stupid as the day
Christina
is long.
Christina Wilker.
Yeah, totally dumb and nasty and awful and just a little apparatchik, a little, you know, house of cards, glamour, you know, this town, thinking she can go to, black tie events. It's despicable. She's one of them. I cannot stand these people. I'm sick and tired of listening to these people. They don't represent us. They're the mouthpieces of despicable globalist oligarchs who are literally exterminating us. And the idea that there are people out there who still think these people are journalists is beyond horrifying, and it needs to stop. It needs to go away after this election.
Well, Kristen Wilker is a joke and a literal anti-American piranha. So we'll play some clips of her and talk about what's happening when we come back. But again, the tone deafness of the establishment to rig the debates like they've done it so far is just incredible. I think Trump last minute should just announce he's giving a speech somewhere else and not go to it, and then lay out his indictment of the Bidens and all the rest of them. And why take part in a fraud?
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a shotgun rider.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Foco, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
The globalist only fired once.
Bandits only fired once.
They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. But I'll ride again.
When they attack you, they think that you're going to take on the victim status and give up because someone did something to you, instead of taking that attack and those scars as beautiful and making it part of your signature. We're under attack because America is special and because we are the new Atlantis. We are what our forebears wanted to set up for the new enlightenment, a true Christianity, a true pro-human future to overthrow Satan and God's plan. And that's why we're under attack. And that's why there's so much evil here, is because good and evil have gathered here for the big battle. Now, I want to hit a bunch of issues with Patrick Halley. I appreciate coming on short notice. And I keep hitting other issues with him. Before I get to the big one, where he was on Newsmax TV and a bunch of other reports last night that I saw, and he went over the election. I thought did a great job. But you were telling me about this a month ago, but now you've proven it. You've helped get some investigations going. I know it led to some arrests. Tell us about the particular election fraud in Texas you discovered.
There are now a number of sworn statements, including from a poll watcher, busting the fact that there is a massive, massive Democrat voter fraud ring. I knew that this was happening. I honed in on it. We proved it. We showed the world, and we continue to show the world. There's going to be more developments over the next 24 hours. The FBI is now investigating this. Not sure yet if it's going to be good or bad that the FBI is interceding. You never know because of these feds. But what we found is that there's a Democrat voter fraud ring in Houston. It's being run by Dallas Jones, the Texas political director for the Joe Biden campaign, who has now been interrogated by the FBI, according to sources within the FBI. What they're doing is drive-through voting, mail-in voting, all the nonsense that they've put through because of the coronavirus pandemic. Ooh, the dreaded China virus.
And they just fill out what they want. They just substitute it.
So now you're voting as though you're going to Taco Bell and you're going through the drive-thru, and they have stacks of driver's licenses. They're pairing up the driver's licenses with the people who don't have IDs who are coming through doing drive-thru voting. We know that the Chinese are sending massive amounts of fake IDs, fake driver's licenses into this country.
They've been having busts with 45,000, 200,000. I mean, that's just what the feds are catching. It's just 18-wheelers full of driver's license with names already pre-printed on them. So the Democrats put the order in, and then the Chinese forge them and ship them.
These are real people who put your personal information out on the internet, and then the Chinese intercept the personal information, make up a fake driver's license for you. A lot of them are college kids. So we know what the scam is here, and the you could vote in this election for Joe Biden and not even know it, and that's how sophisticated Chinese spying is on the internet.
And just like dead people, they're also getting dead people's names that keep voting. And so the Democrats, who are already engaged in fraud everywhere, they're just committed. What do you expect to see in the election? We know there's a tsunami for Trump, but can the seawall of fraud block it?
Yes, the seawall of fraud can block it. We just lost a case at the Supreme Court. Shameful travesty that the Supreme Court would allow Pennsylvania to count ballots 3 days after Election Day. This is terrible. Michigan has already announced that they're not going to announce on election night. They're going to steal this thing. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, that was our popular
nationalist
strategy.
And notice, let me just add this, they're following orders from the Democrats, Hillary and others, who 2 months ago said, we will not concede, we're going to hold it up, 20th Amendment, here it is, John Roberts, totally blackmailed, sides with liberal justices, allows Pennsylvania court, non-postmarked ballots 3 days after election. Ian, you're right. So what does Trump do about this? What do we do about this? I mean, this is criminal.
The Supreme Court is part of the fix. John Roberts is compromised. We all know that there was some thing about how he illegally adopted his kids. It's very possible that he was the one on the Epstein flight logs, John Roberts. And he's compromised. Everybody knows he's compromised. Brennan and Clapper have him in their pocket. So Supreme Court is worthless. They're against us. They're not going to vote with us in a contested election. I think it's pretty clear. So here's the deal. Because the Bushies are against us. Roberts is a Bushy. The Bushies are on the side of the deep state. Republican and Democrat. It doesn't matter anymore. It's the deep state against the people. So what are we going to do? Well, there are constitutional ways we can activate state legislatures in the overtime period. The fact of the matter is, though, Joe Biden might not get a security clearance if he's the president-elect of the United States. I mean, the Chinese could destroy this country if Joe Biden becomes president.
Now, you're totally right, but that's a great way to put it. The Democrats are putting us into fake overtime, literal sudden death overtime. They're going to activate riots. They're going to activate race war. They've said they are. Why do we sit here? Again, the Justice Department lets them engage in organized crime, election meddling. It's insane.
No, we need to have serious conversations about our counties going to secede. Are the red counties in this country going to secede? I'm not going to live under the tyranny of these people. They're going to put a mask on me and throw rocks at me in the street and mock me if Trump loses the election. Give me a break.
Oh yeah, I forgot that part. The actual Maoist or South African reconciliation brainwashing. The left is announcing that we're going to all be made to go to these courts for supporting Trump and have to say we're bad or our bank accounts are taken. I mean, they're making their move, man.
Yep, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. They're going to do that after the election for all Trump supporters. It's the most despicable thing I've ever seen in my entire life. This Trump movement has always been pure. You're showing Tucker Carlson there. He's a great guy. I worked for him. I worked for Bannon. We figured out that the forgotten Americans in the Midwest needed a hero, needed a champion. Donald Trump has always been that guy, bringing the jobs back and everything else. The globalists freaked out and declared World War III as soon as he got into office. And so, you know, we're not just gonna surrender. Oh well, they took America. Get out of here. This is our country. All right. So
we're not gonna allow this to happen. Fact, because all the Democrats say they're gonna persecute us. Not just Keith Olbermann, but Robert Reich, all of them. They're gonna put us in camps. They're gonna imprison us. They're gonna enslave us. Little commie dreams. Are you? Because obviously Trump is gonna win in a landslide. You're saying because of fraud and because of the blue states and the media and the Supreme Court, they still control pretty much. I mean, it looks like, you know, they may actually throw Trump out and then come after us. We have to start getting ready for that.
No, that's their plan. That's their plan. And they will constantly beat it into people's heads that because of these ballot harvesting, because of the mail-in ballots, that Trump has somehow lost the election. He's not accepting the results. They're already planning.
He's not allowed to contest when they're the contestors.
Yes, they're literally the rebels. They're the Confederates. They're the ones who are declaring war on the stability of this country. And so, you know, we need to have a real conversation about are there counties out there that are willing to secede from the country if that happens?
No, I agree. I was talking to Steve Pachinik, who's overthrown like 8 governments just the other day. And he said, look, we have to be serious here. We have to start actually talking about the resistance. Okay, and Trump should be having meetings about this because he's facing an organized crime syndicate. Hillary and Podesta said we're going to have states secede fraudulently, break the country up. Well, he should just play clips of that and say we're not standing for that and explain that. We've got to get out in front of this now. It's starting to happen.
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life in a FEMA camp getting jabbed in the face with the butt of a rifle by these idiots because of these criminal loser idiot Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Weinstein, Robert Reich, you know, whatever the Anthony Fauci, Anthony Weiner. These people are terrible.
Literally
these
all a bunch of pervert pedophile midgets that have dreams of them whipping our ass in a FEMA camp. Ain't going to happen, scumbag.
Yes, I can reveal on the show. Nancy Pelosi rented office space to a group that was led by a pedophile named Dr. William Ayers, who was terrorizing children. Everybody knew it in San Mateo, California, and it was a child welfare group, and they helped rig the family courts and the whole CPS system in California to take kids away to do collectivist child rearing. That's the next thing that they want after they put everybody in a mask. Collectivist child rearing by the state. This has all been laid out in their totalitarian dystopian fantasies. So we need to be serious right now. We can't just sit around and watch Fox and think that these idiots like Ben Shapiro, these subversives, are going to save us, or these idiots who have been saying, you know, for 4 years that Obama is going to go to jail on Fox and whipping people up. Oh, it's all going to work out. It's not going to work out unless we come together. This is the new Continental Congress. We're the new founding fathers.
People have to get aggressive right now and recognize this is an alien outside attack that wants to enslave us. And take Ben Shapiro. I wish he was a good guy. But, oh, he's got such courage, he endorsed Trump. Finally, I see that as a bellwether that he is hedging his bet and he thinks Trump's going to win, that the landslide's so big.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not on our side. You know, he has his own agenda, and I don't know if people can understand what the globalist agenda is, but it's in both parties. So that, he's a despicable
person. He's an elitist.
And yeah, of course. And look, I don't need to be ashamed of anything. Our people, the American people, built this country. The American middle class and working class built this country, and we're not going to give it up.
Well, yeah, exactly. What you're saying is, hey, we got Trump in, and you couldn't do anything about it, globalist. You kill him or whatever. We don't give up. And then you want to start pushing and getting violent. Well, you just start the fight, and I'll be your huckleberry. 5 more minutes with you, then a bunch of calls. All these callers are straight ahead. Tyler, Marshall, Joseph, Paul. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.